Ramble.
Welcome to the tripod. Let me tell you, ladies and people.
I like that. I think that's actually a good solve.
The algorithm, it's getting smarter.
Is it?
It's getting fucking good.
How so?
I am a sucker for Instagram ads. I see exclusively content online of people dunking on the old IG algae. Uh-huh. And they're like, I bought everything that Instagram told me to buy. Oh, look at this funny video. I bought stupid stuff. Not me. I bought everything that Instagram told me to buy, and it's fucking fuego.
Yeah?
Whoa.
I got... Oh, he's looking at me.
What have you gotten?
I need to pull up a photo, and it's coming in soon. Maybe I should have saved this for when I'm wearing it. But I got a knit Jigglypuff sweater. It's oversized, it's all pink, and it's like just my whole body is just Jigglypuff's face.
Wow.
And it's perfect. I like the algorithm.
You
said,
are a big Jigglypuff bro.
I fucking loved it, and I didn't know that I was.
Yeah, but you are. You have so many Jigglypuff things.
Yeah, I had a Jigglypuff phone case for a while, uh-huh. And it was a thing that I did not seek that out. It was at a friend's house. She didn't want it. I took it, and I said, yeah, I do love this. Yeah. This is my aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a Jigglypuff boy.
Yeah.
And you know why? Jigglypuff sings karaoke.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
Jigglypuff whips out a microphone, singing, loves to sing at the top of a karaoke night. Jigglypuff puts everybody to sleep, though, and she gets mad
she gets
that people
pissed.
Fall asleep.
Wait, where are we? What show are
Pokemon.
We on? Oh,
Pokemon,
okay,
Rainy.
Okay.
Where are we?
Pallet Rainy. Town.
Okay, I didn't have brothers.
Ash.
I don't know.
It's not just for
boys.
It's
not gendered, but I never played it.
But all the main Pokemon. Characters in all the games were boys.
Maybe Rainy should play Pokemon.
For the first time.
And that's sort of a video.
Is it, yeah. Is
what do
it,
you think Pokemon is, Rainy?
I think it's... a deck of cards, and you collect the cute ones.
That is a correct description of what Pokemon is. Mm-hmm. Pokemon is much more than that. I think you should play a Pokemon video game in your free time, and you give us updates. What is that?
This is the sweater.
Oh, wow. That's
this
crazy.
This is the sweater I was advertised. It's wildly oversized.
It's aww. Big.
But yeah, it's really big.
Super fucking cute.
I think you should play it.
Yeah.
You just like a couple hours a week, then give us your updates.
We could make that part of her job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Rainy. Your
hours.
New job?
Yeah.
Play Pokemon.
Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. End of your day. End of your week. Just a little bit of, what's the one that's out? I think one is like
there's
brilliant.
Arceus is coming out
pearl.
Soon.
That's the one that actually looks good. If it is good, I will get it. If it's as disappointing as the last one, I will not.
Yeah. You don't think she should go back to the beginning?
I would love for you to play Pokemon Red or Blue.
You'd have Pokemon One.
I'm sure there's an emulator.
That yeah. You can play Fire Red, cool. Which is like the new updated version of the first one, but it's like the first one.
Yeah, but you want to play old Game Boy
hell yeah.
Pokemon.
Yes, but it's also a card game.
Yes, yeah. And a cartoon.
And a cartoon.
And a major motion picture.
Yeah.
And multiple films.
Oh, shoot.
With spinoff films.
And I would argue, a lifestyle.
100%. Yeah. Pokemon Go actually did make it into a
that
lifestyle.
That was insane. Did that was a the, crazy moment.
Did you see, it was yesterday, the thing about two cops who didn't stop a burglary because they were playing Pokemon Go and they were on their way to catch a Snorlax?
Unbelievable.
Un-fucking believable.
Honestly, I mean, actually that's quite the believable. Police reform I'm looking for.
I agree.
Go chase Pokemon. Instead.
I didn't read the actual story, so does it have a sad ending or were they just being idiots?
I don't actually know the ending. I just know that they were fired.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because here's what I will say.
But they were like, no, we were just talking to someone on the phone about Pokemon Go. We weren't playing Pokemon Go. They were clearly.
Here's like what I will say. Obviously, ACAB, defund the police. Don't want to defend them. That said, Snorlax might be my fave, and it's pretty exciting. And
he is hard to find in the game.
I'd probably drop a lot.
I mean, there was time, you and I, back at BuzzFeed, we would go drive out of our way.
Yeah.
We'd drive past like cool spots where we knew there might be Charmanders, that we knew there might be something going on. We were playing at our desks.
I made Maggie bring me down to the Santa Monica Pier. So and we were not long into our relationship. And we were like, whoa, look at all the
I know. I went to San Diego Comic-Con.
With you.
With Zach. And we were at the hotel that was by the water. And we're like, holy shit, bro, it's fucking... Yeah. Oh my God, there's so many water type Pokemon here. Oh my God, there's a seal, a horsey, a Seadra, a Slowbro. Fuck.
I'm just imagining Maggie like telling other nurses at the hospital, like, yeah, I started dating this guy. And I don't know, he drove me to a pier. He works at like an internet company.
He's really into this Pokemon. Yeah, no, he's a full grown man. Yeah,
yeah, he's a full grown man. Yeah.
Everybody was into it at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
Pokemon's dope. I love Pokemon. I watch a lot of Pokemon like card opening content. That's how I've switched.
You do?
I've switched my hobby into watching people do it so that I don't feel the need to buy them myself.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
That is how I've like, you know what? It's better for me to do this. And I normally actually just do it on my commute.
Uh-huh.
Because when you play them 2x speed, most of the videos are 20 minutes, so they end up being 10 minutes. Perfect for the commute. And then I just listen to them.
Wow. Oh, it's an audio experience. Yeah, it's not visual.
Because they say all the names of the cards, and they're like, holy shit, this is a this card, and it's worth this much money.
And you're like, nice.
Yeah.
And
then you're like, wow, amazing job, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of algorithms, what's your TikTok like right now?
Algorithm.
Mine's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
It used to be a lot more Pokemon cards, and now it's gone away. Now it is... I don't know why it got here, but it's mostly children's basketball highlights.
That's so funny.
It's like 12-year-olds sinking half-court shots and the crowd going fucking nuts. And I'm like, yeah, this is a good clip. That's cool. How do you sink that shot? And this gone into other like sports highlights, but a lot of peewee basketball. I had to start actively being like, no, I don't want my feed to only be peewee basketball because some of it's just boring fucking basketball.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you like that cool shot. What about this kid who dribbles past this kid? I'm like, no, I don't fucking care about basketball.
Yeah.
I care about dope shit and the buzzer beaters.
Okay. Yeah. The
buzzer beaters.
Went to a basketball. Yeah, the fun part. A high school basketball game for my cousin, and it just reminded me how like palpably insecure high schoolers are. Like it just is like it makes you like a little like you're like, oh no.
What specifically did you witness?
I just feel like they're like so uncomfortable in their bodies, you know? And I like just it was very reminiscent for me. I was like, oh yeah, I was definitely like thinking outside my body, how I looked, what I was doing all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Are you gonna jump in, Miles?
Oh yeah.
No, I was just going to talk about my body in high school, so go on.
I would love to. That's what I'm more interested in.
Actually, I'm what about it?
Well, I sort of fattened up eighth grade style, and then I thinned out. I didn't get my growth spurt until like freshman, sophomore year. Had shoulder length hair beginning of freshman year.
Oh my God.
And I would say I was a weeboo before weeboos existed. Was really into anime, shoulder length hair, etc.
Did you have a dragon shirt? Button down,
definitely had a dragon shirt.
Hell yeah.
Definitely had a dragon shirt.
I always mostly wanted one.
My style that I thought was very impressive was a graphic t-shirt with a button down short sleeve over it, unbuttoned, was sort of my style.
But that was the time that you were in. That was reminiscent.
I'd say it was the time, but I was a trendsetter. And okay. I did.
Coolest fashion from middle or high school that at the time you were like, fuck yeah. I'm killing the game. No one else gets it. I'm a trendsetter. I make my own beat drum.
Uh-huh.
But I think I need a hobby.
You do.
Oh, no. You've been thinking this about me.
Yeah.
You've been observing me.
I think everyone needs a hobby.
Yeah.
I think it's
very
important.
We're worried about you, Zach.
Yeah. Down the way that Keith responded so promptly, he's like, oh, we've been knowing.
No, I just want you to be excited about something that's just for you.
And the problem is that all of my hobbies have then become my career.
True.
So video making was my hobby, like making up stories. And I write. And writing is a hobby, but writing is a hobby with a hope and desire for it to be a career.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I have creative output that is not connected to here, but nothing that I would say is just a true, unadulterated hobby. So let's fucking crack this nut, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zach's going to get pitches. A hobby. Yeah, I would love... Please, shower me.
Oh, I've got a pitch for you, too.
Okay,
you
Miles,
go first,
what's the first one off the dome? And I'm going to continue to stealthily eat my lunch.
Yeah. Eat your spicy
now here's
tunas.
This is a problem, really, because a lot of my hobbies are buying stuff, which is not a healthy hobby.
Well, Miles, let the record show that after talking about it maybe over a year ago, because that was in the old office, I finally got two mechanical keyboards. I was fucking waiting for Miles to come over for a little fucking mandate, and he kept putting me off. So finally, you know what I did, motherfucker? You know what I did? I did it without you, and I did it with Maggie's sister, and I sent Miles photos, and my keyboard is so fucking hot.
It looks cool.
You saw the one with the light?
That was cool.
It's so you press it and it like, I mean, there's a lot of different light modes, but it like radiates like a spiral of light out from where you press
the dropping
button.
A pebble in a pond, but with light on a keyboard.
It's hot.
It's cool.
It's cool, but it's not a hobby because I did it and now it's done.
Yeah, no, and that's like, I find that a lot of my hobbies are like me doing a ton of research about something, then I buy the best version of that thing, and then the hobby is done. Like, I'm not that into, I'm still into mechanical keyboards a little bit, but like, I'm pretty much done because I bought a couple and then I'm done with it. There's no, how you can't you go anywhere else. Because like otherwise it starts to teeter on like, should I build these and sell them? And it's like, that's not a hobby. That's a career. I don't need to be doing that.
That's an Etsy shop.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you just got to watch YouTube videos about them.
And then that's fun.
That's all you have to do.
But I see, I don't even want to learn. I watched a couple of the YouTube videos. I watched Teha. I tried to DM Teha. I said, build me a keyboard. He didn't respond.
Mm-hmm. So no, he didn't.
And that hurt me.
Perfect thing for you.
Okay.
I think it's going to actually be quite the learning curve, but it'll give you something to work on. Uh-huh. And I don't think you'll ever be good enough at it for it to be your career.
Okay.
I want you to start getting into 3D projection mapping.
Yes.
What?
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's basically you buy projectors and you go in through like a sort of an InDesign. Basically, there's an Adobe software or some other softwares that do it. But you can map out the depths of your room. So you can have projections happen on your room specific to what's in the room.
Cool.
So like you could light up just really the couch to be a certain like video of projection, but the wall is a different video of projection. It's the way that they do the trick in a Haunted Mansion where you see like the guy's head talking or the woman's head talking. That's 3D projection mapping. There's just a blank fake head model that has a video of a face projected onto it, but it's projected in a way that the depth of the face looks real. So you can do this with, I've seen some people on TikTok who do it and they're un-fucking believable.
Like it's so cool.
This is you found it. This is more pitches. I need more hobbies.
So, Zach, I'm wondering if you want to get into sort of bodybuilding, muscle mass type of thing. Because I think that to me, rock climbing is something I want to do this year. I have to get my back under control, and then I'm going to try to go rock climbing.
I was a big boulderer back in the day.
Really?
There's a difference between bouldering and rock climbing.
Really?
I assume that you're picturing bouldering, not rock climbing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm picturing rock climbing, but you're picturing sort of you like one leg up hopping over a little boulder.
No, bouldering gyms are, it's like rock climbing without ropes.
It's a rock wall.
It's a rock wall. Gym. It's like a puzzle where, I've done it in a video. Yeah, it's super fun.
That's what I mean.
And it's a really great hobby because it's social, where you do a lot of effort all at once. And then you get to rest. Mm-hmm. But you're just, it's like, it's work. It's an exercise puzzle where you're trying to figure out, okay, where should my hand and foot go to most effectively get to the next step? And people all around you are trying to help you in a really supportive way. So I think you would dig, Miles.
I would love that. We should go. I feel like that'd be fairly fun.
Let's do it.
You'd be good because you're tall.
Yeah.
My back is fucked up. I'm going to PT like twice a week. It's a mess. But once that's good,
I know. Sorry to hear that.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
About it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Well, I think it's from, I don't know if this puts you on blast, but it is from sitting for work. I just need to stand up more. Yeah. I think I just need, so I got a standing desk. I like a desk that goes up and down.
That's good.
And I think I just need to stand up and down more. Keith, do you have back stuff? Because you're also tall. And it's
I don't know how I don't.
Yeah,
I have horrible posture. I refuse to use a monitor. I only edit. I'm often editing on my laptop on my lap.
On the couch.
Like a little demon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've always done that, and I don't have back issues. Back issues don't run in my family, which is also perhaps why none of my family has back problems. We have a lot of other problems. Got eye problems. I'm definitely going to get glaucoma later. There's no avoiding that. But back problems, I'm all good. So, and I have terrible posture, and I'm trying to be better.
I'm trying to. Wow. Is your whole family tall?
No. No.
You're the tall one?
Yeah. My brother's about average.
Maybe that's why you don't have back problems in your family then.
Maybe that's true. No one's tall.
No one's tall.
I don't know. I'm trying to make little improvements, whenever you think about having better posture, try to pull my shoulders back.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten my shoulders are just built to be straightforward now because I've done this, and then my shirts don't sit on my body the way I like them to because my shoulders go forward, and I'm trying hard. Things like putting that TV up, little things I'm trying to do to help. And now at home, I got myself a computer that's a proper computer. So if I'm on a computer at home, I have to be looking up.
Yeah.
At a desk, and I'm sitting at a desk at least.
Yeah.
I need to get an ergonomic chair, though.
Chair will do make
so
a big
jiffy. That's a part of it. I got this gamer chair here, and it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Is it good?
I think that actually, yeah. I've heard, I went at my PT, they're like, what kind of chair do you have? And I was like, oh, I have this chair. And they were like, they literally were like, is it a gamer chair? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, that's really good. apparently.
Yeah, our gamer chair is more better for you than like the best office chair.
Well, look, I mean, we all know you've got a Herman Miller Aeron, but not everybody's got the freaking cash to pony up.
I don't know.
Because those are expensive.
I stole ours from the office.
I'm peeping your chair. Peeping your chair.
Because I will tell you, it's not doing the trick. It's not enough.
Well, I know. And I actually stole one of your chairs at the beginning of the pandemic. When we were all sort of at the very beginning, when everyone was like grabbing stuff and bringing it to their houses. And I brought one of the Herman Miller Aerons. They were heavy. And I brought it to my house and I was working off of it. And it didn't do the job. But I think it's because this chair is taller than most chairs, and that helps my back because I can kind of like get full support from it.
Yeah, I agree. I think gamer chairs are notoriously taller, so they're better for tall people.
Yeah, so Miles, to run that back, stole a chair from our office.
From the company.
And in his defense, they were just sitting there. And instead of, as the boss, being like, why'd you do that? I was like, yo, great idea. And I did the same thing.
You also stole it.
And it's still at my house. Never brought it back.
Wow.
But I just, this chair I think is better for my specific back things. By the way, speaking of gamers, I was thinking recently the other day when I was like, when we went to that video game competition and it was so fun.
I feel
like we should do something like that again. That was really early on in the new company.
I'm pretty sure that company we worked with is no longer there.
Really?
That production company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, wow.
They basically made a giant indoor theater right before a pandemic.
Yeah.
It was meant to be live.
Does that mean the space is available?
Yeah. I don't know what shape it's in, but I guess it's there. I feel like maybe somebody did buy it. I was chatting with someone who was on that. Like, we went, you know what it was? I went to the MatPat charity live stream.
Yeah.
One of the makeup artists last had met me at that gaming thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense because MatPat's in the gaming world, so he probably has connections to some of those same types of people and production services, and it was also a live thing, so it made sense. But she was like, oh, you heard they aren't in business anymore. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, yeah, but somebody bought it, and I feel like a YouTube person bought it.
The space.
Yeah.
For context, maybe people haven't seen this video. It's we were in a PUBG tournament, a video game tournament against very reputable, like world-ranked gamers, and also Deadmau5.
And also Deadmau5. Deadmau5.
Who was not kind to us.
He was kind of a dick, but you know what?
But hey,
whatever.
You know what?
He wasn't wearing his cute mask.
That's true. Maybe the mouse would have been nicer.
Maybe the mouse. It's probably 100 Thieves. I want to say they do a lot of esports stuff, content
stuff. They could have. I could ask Jack.
You could ask Jack. Oh, yeah. You're like friends with Jack. Yeah. He was on the Subway one. Yeah. We stan.
We mostly just internet flirt more than I would say we hang out.
That's
just
cute.
Chat on the internet. Yeah.
We should start some email chains, like friendship, because I feel like I exclusively tweet flirt with my friends that aren't really my friends, like my acquaintances from afar.
Yeah.
Like Thomas Sanders and I will send each other a DM saying hey.
Yeah.
And then I'll reply to something that Hank Green said. But I feel like a good what is that?
Randy, did you not know that the boys are friends with Hank?
Is that a cool celebo?
Yeah, he's that's a TikTok the coolest, god. Iconic, most cool. I can't believe, why is he not on the podcast?
That is Randy's so exciting.
Because he's busy.
Not only
have you asked him?
No.
We haven't asked him.
Oh, you gotta.
What's super fun about that too is that Hank and I did a podcast together in Australia at VidCon, where someone asked us about TikTok and we both emphatically said, no, I will never get on TikTok. It's not for me. It was just a firm gavel down. Mm-hmm. And now, 3 years later, here you are, agog.
TikTok. He is TikTok. He made that app what it is today.
He is. I like what he's brought to the app a lot. It amazing. Does make me, I think he has changed how the app exists. And I think he has paved the way for new types of use of that app. And I agree.
2 minutes of appreciation. No, let's do 60 seconds of appreciation for Hank Green. Here we go.
He made VidCon with his brother. Yeah. That's dope.
OG YouTuber.
OG YouTuber. He was one of the first vloggers, the vlog brothers. He has written books, I think of both nonfiction and fiction varieties. He looks like me. That's good.
Here's what I'm going to say. Hank is just a really good guy. A lot of what he does is for charity.
And he spreads that like being smart is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an important thing.
And kind. And he's kind. A little spicy sometimes. Just sprinkle it in. So
he's
you
funny.
Know, like nerdy people like get down with it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to share this. Maybe I'll have to ask him. I don't know. Rainey, you're going to be very jealous because I get exclusive Hank Green TikTok that the world does not see.
What?
Do you, Keith? Do you know about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Whoa.
On TikTok, there's the
like
friends only.
Are you joking?
Feature. And he posts there quite frequently and does like a lot of really cool stuff for other TikTokers, like talking about strategy and the community and like helping people, like here's how to monetize better. And he's basically just giving free career advice to people and talking about insights and observations and giving people pep talks. And
I love him. I love him so much.
Him.
He's not even competing with anybody. He's like, let me help you up. He's the epitome of like reach down to help bring others up.
He's
kind of
like
can I see it after this?
he's kind of like
a panic attack.
He's kind of like a Bill Nye, but like accessible.
Yeah.
Right. He feels like everybody's dad. He's like sciencey and nerdy. He's funny.
Yeah.
He also like he has sass with when he gets asked really dumb questions.
Favorite.
He's so sassy. And I, you know, having met him a couple of times, he's just very genuinely cool and chill.
He's a nice guy.
He's chill, relaxed.
And he did the choking one. He did the choke.
See, that's the spicy. That's the little.
The choking transition. Have you seen this? Well, it's popularized by Tessa Violet, fucking maybe my favorite pop star. and she does a thing where she was like, you put your hand like this, and then you pivot the camera, and it's someone doing this. So it looks like you're choking yourself. It's pretty great. And it's like really fun. And Hank did
That's funny.
Yeah.
I see it, but I don't think I've actually seen that transition, but I see what you're describing.
It felt like you just spoke an alien language to me.
I
didn't process any of that. And I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, that's fair.
TikTok was like musically used to be built entirely on just that transition. How cool a transition can you do? I follow a really strange girl who does transitional stuff, and you might know her as the Starbucks girl.
Anna Zakar.
Oh my God, she's incredible.
She's hysterical, unbelievably funny. It's like, hi, what can I get for you today? And it's so awkward and weird and direct to camera. And then she has grown to have so many more weird transitions and build the story out further. And are we talking about the same
girl? We're talking about different
the one
people,
where she...
No, Keith, I know you're talking about. You're talking about...
talking about?
Oh my God,
is that
what
that
the
video
fuck?
Where
I'll find
she
it.
Then
I'll
takes
it.
The person's name and puts it on her...
Yeah,
Savannah Moss.
Takes a milk and you know.
Savannah Moss is who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Savannah Moss,
what up? We love you. You're so funny.
So funny. I think she's a genius.
Like
I've never seen someone with this particular sense of humor.
It's crazy.
The
she's
sense of
like,
humor.
Gets-
this is, I'll just, here, the pinned one is.
Yeah, this is. She's outside of someone's car, runs up. Yeah, I've seen it. This
it's
is
kind
so
of like an NPC video game character in how it works.
8.8 million
likes.
Wow.
It's got like 46 million views.
It is very impressive.
And she's sort of done things inspired by this, but now she does even weirder ones, and they're so bizarre, and they're so funny, and I'm like, who thought of this? What's going on in that brain?
Crazy?
What's going on in that brain, ma'am? Like, what is happening? And I love it. It's one of the few people that, like, anytime she pops up, I'm like, I'm sitting down and watching this twice. No problem.
Yeah. The one I thought you were talking about was Anna Zatar, who got famous for going up and being like, can you make me your favorite drink at Starbucks? But now she's just an influencer, and she broke up with her long-distance boyfriend, because he was toxic. And then now he's dating this guy who does podcasts.
Yeah, Rainey, what's the hot goss? I mean, I feel like you just sort of touched on it, but what's the,
yeah, you know a lot more than me.
The real TikTok drama is that Ian and Chris broke up.
That is drama.
Who are they?
They're this gay couple, and one of them was a backup dancer. What was Ian?
Wait, they're not the gay couple that I'm thinking of, because I'll be devastated.
Blow. They're a gay couple that makes amazing like content. They like kind of prank each other, and they're very funny.
I don't know who you're talking about.
What are their names? You'll fall in love. Ian and Chris.
My TikTok algorithm is so
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, they're adorable and they're
Look, I'm just going to say it's really hard to be a relationship in the public eye. I imagine even harder to go through a breakup, and I hope you guys are doing well, and this is not easy, and I'm sorry for all the extra attention that you have during a normally challenging moment in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well said.
But also, why didn't you think about our feelings?
I know.
Yeah, stay together for the cash.
But you know what? I saw it coming because there's this one video, might be deleted, where Chris was like, Ian, I saw you liked your ex's photo on Instagram. And like he was like, I didn't mean to. I just like slipped. It was like really bad. I was like,
oh. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
Would you be, Rainey, would you be upset if a partner liked an ex's photo on Instagram?
An ex?
Because I think if Sarah liked her ex's photo, I'd be like, we're married.
That's kind of fine. Too late now. You can't leave. Ha ha.
Definitely not like a hot girl. I definitely wouldn't care about that. But an ex, I'd be like, I don't know. Guys who are friends with their ex, it's like, ugh.
Let's run through the scenario, okay? You walk in the room and you see that your partner, Sarah, Becky, Timothy Chalamet, are looking at their ex's Instagram. They're on it right now. Are you upset?
No.
No.
I'd be like,
what's
up?
What's going on? What are you looking at?
I know that Becky does not like her ex, so she can't be looking at that without thinking mean thoughts. So
she only has one ex?
Only one like that it was that, like, before me that would qualify, I think, as an actual ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like him. Like, she hates him. So, like, if she's on his page, it's out of loathing or some sort of weird, sick, like, twisted, want to feel angry mood.
Or there's, like, goss. Like, usually, like, Sarah.
Maybe there's goss.
Like, maybe the NBC series is like, oh, my God, this crazy thing happened to this. And I'd be like, oh, I love goss.
Becky and I are at the point of our relationship where, like, you can't leave. You're stuck with me. There's nothing else out there for you. This is it.
Same.
Yeah.
This is it.
What about you, Zach? Would you be mad?
No, I wouldn't be mad. And I'm thinking of a really good story, but to tell this story, we have to bleep, I'd say, 70% of it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if your reactions are good enough for it or if I should just tell you after. Do you want me to try it?
Yeah, try it.
So there is someone, pre-Maggie, that I hooked up with, and it was exciting for me at the time.
Are they an influencer?
No, they're not an influencer.
No.
You know who I'm speaking of.
Wait, so was this like, okay, how did it end?
I got ghosted. There's someone that I hooked up. Let's just say there's someone that I had hooked up with who I didn't ever tell Maggie about because I didn't feel like there was a reason
pertinent.
To.
Right.
And this person, is on things and is on billboards. So like, I didn't want it.
Okay.
I just didn't want her.
Okay, so they're not an influencer. They're an actress. Right.
Yeah. And I didn't want her to be like driving down the street and be like, fuck that person.
Right.
She fucking broke my baby boy's heart. She didn't break my heart. But so I just never told her about it. Yesterday, I told Maggie about her for a reason that I will tell. And Maggie looks at her photos and just scrolls through and goes, I'm cuter. And then put the phone down and that was it. And I was that's the fucking best.
Ooh, that's the best result for that.
It was incredible. But okay, let me speed run this story and maybe we'll just cut it all out. So, and I was like, what the fuck? This was like mind-melting information for me.
That's
and
crazy.
Also information that like was mind-melting for Maggie. And we were just like...
Anyway, Zach just told this crazy heavy story.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
Well, I had an opportunity to be spit sisters with Malia Obama.
Shut the fuck
but
up!
But I didn't take it.
Why didn't you take it?
Wait, Rainey, where did you go to school? Where did you go to college?
I went to Tufts.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So, yeah. Because I know some people who went to school with Malia.
Yeah. I've heard that she leaves yoga during Namaste.
Oh, I love that.
Shots fired.
What a funny way to phrase it.
It's a big no-no.
Yeah, that's the most important part of yoga.
Disrespectful to the group energy.
She's got places to be. I don't got time to say thanks.
Hey,
to the
if
world.
You don't have if you don't have time for the light in you to see the light in others, then you don't have time to live, brother.
Yeah. Damn right. That's such a millennial burn. I love it.
That is funny. I'll say, just to allude to what those stories were about, that I've never had any romantic encounters with anyone famous, to my knowledge. And I'd probably for sure. There's just no way the past partners I've had before me were like fucking celebrities. This is no way.
Yeah.
No I hooked chance. Up with Cher, but other than that.
Granted, though, I mean, LA is an interesting place because I know I have friends who have been at parties with people who then later became way more famous. Like, people, let's say, for example, this is not the person, but like someone who knew, again, this is not the person. I'm using this person as an example, but a similar type of thing would be like, oh, I knew Lady Gaga before she was Lady Gaga, and we were at a party, we hooked up. Like, that would be that. That's a thing that happens in LA because the whole industry is here, and then eventually they grow and become a superstar. Well, I have friends that have hooked up with superstars, but they were not superstars. They were just people chasing a dream.
I'll believe this out as well, but Sarah, I have to believe this out. Rainey, you can't leave this out. This episode needs to be like a lock and key. But on our second, me and Sarah's second date, we were eating dinner and walked up to the table. And I was like, Sarah, you know, I later found out that Sarah had hooked up.
Shut the absolute fuck up. Oh my, this is why you can't fucking date in LA. The amount of absolute inadequacy I would feel if I were in your situation, Miles. I don't know how you look yourself in the mirror. I don't
he
know
really
how.
He's really nice too. He
of
was
course
so
he's nice.
Nice.
He's an incredible person. Just an absolute angel of a man.
We have to cut that out.
Wow.
Can we bleep it?
This episode's mostly cut
out. How much
out?
Is left in the episode, guys? Is it only 15 minutes in? Audience.
No, it's okay. We can do advice that'll go for miles, but we'll make it a long one.
That's a big one. Holy shit. Here's another one. Bleeps. X used to hook up.
Oh, that's so
How about
funny.
That?
Yeah.
This is so much airing of dirty laundry that's going to be bleeped.
It's also like other people's dirty laundry.
Yeah.
It's
like, no, we really
this
have
other
to,
person did this with this person.
We have to like review this episode, Rainey.
Well, let's
someone's
going to
break
let's
into the Try
in.
Guy's office and hack this hard drive and ruin all of our lives.
Let's grab 10 minutes of content that's unrelated to celebrity fucking before we get to Miles' podcast advice
section. I agree. Rainey, you had some conversation starters, right?
I asked
Rainey to come up with some segments.
So hypothetically,
I got some new socks.
So hypothetically, you find out that your wife fucked Chris Hemsworth. What do you do?
That's a possibility in LA.
Rainey had some really good conversation starters.
You bleeped Chris Hemsworth, right? Just want to make sure. Okay.
we bleeped.
I was listening to the Daily, The Problem with Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard it?
No.
I'm aware of him.
Anyway.
You guys heard about this?
Problem with Jon Stewart. And he asked people to like write in. And so I was like, well, we have some people writing in the comments. So I wanted to address them. So Sarah Catherine says, Keith, suggestion re-managing the impact of the menu. Stop eating so much of each menu item for exclamation points. Why not just take a bite of each thing?
Don't you do that?
I do. I do occasionally take two bites of things or three bites of things. But, you know, I have found that my distress throughout Eat the Menu is actually healing to some people. And it's interesting. Yeah. It's two different types. The more recent one is very interesting. So I found one that's just people who are recovering from eating disorders find it's nice to watch eat along with someone who is having a hard time eating. Because in the second half of it, I'm like, I'm pushing through to take each bite. Well, that is how it feels, I think, for some people recovering from eating disorders. So that's a very interesting thing that is certainly not why I initially started making the show, but I love that it's doing something positive in that way. And in the same way, in the opposite way, some people who struggle with not like stopping themselves from overeating watch it because they see me get too full and like I don't want to be like that. So it has two opposite sort of eating disorder and sort of triggering things. Yeah. It helps both of those completely opposite people for sort of the same reason, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
So, sorry, commenter, I'm going to keep doing it because I'm doing it right.
I've seen those comments too. People will often comment about that in the comments of the e-venues being like, this helps me X, Y.
Yeah, it's cool. And, yeah. and you know, it's, I'm thrilled to be able to help anyone, especially in a way that, is bizarre.
Yeah. It's bizarre. That's beautiful.
We had that conversation a couple weeks ago about art versus content. Uh-huh. And someone in the comments said that, no, Eat the Menu is performance art. And I thought that was actually, I thought that was the best answer.
It might be. Definitely it toes the line.
Watching the podcast makes you realize how similar the wives are to the husbands.
Mm.
Do you guys agree? Or do you think you're complimentary?
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
Becky and I are pretty similar.
I think you guys are similar. I think you and Maggie are similar. And I think Ariel and Ned, exactly the same person. I think sometimes they say the same exact sentence.
That's all true.
Wow.
But I think that Maggie and Zach are different.
Really?
I'd say you're probably the most different
of
the couples.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Well, I think Maggie doesn't. I think Maggie is like, I don't know. She's a little shyer than you.
Sure.
You obviously love the spotlight.
Oh, yeah. You know it, baby.
I think you guys are both gooey.
You're definitely gooey.
What you're getting into is that, like, we are best friends with our partners, and so we have a lot of similar interests, and we obviously do all the same shit because we spend all our time together.
I'm so happy that I finally... it wasn't even me. It was honestly my brother, Brian, who got Becky into VR because I've had the VR headset, and I was like, Becky, you should play Beat Saber or something. It's fun. She's like, I don't know. And then I was gone to work and Brian was in town and they were just hanging out. He was like, oh, you should play Super Hot. And Becky started playing Super Hot and now she's totally in VR where like she used to be like, Keith, doing Beat Saber before a workout's not working out. But now she plays Beat Saber to start a workout and she sees that it actually, it gets your heart rate up. It works. She even put on Instagram a video of her playing Beat Saber this morning to show how cool she thought she looked inside. And obviously it's a joke that you look like a dork.
I think most people
like
know.
Spaz.
I think most people know Beat Saber is basically Dance Dance Revolution, but with your hands.
Lightsabers.
And I saw that you were putting little weights around your wrists, which, that's game changer.
I'm playing on expert level with 1 pound weights on my wrist. And right now I've actually been playing expert plus, which I always lose, but I play as hard as I can. As soon as I lose, just move to the next song and play one that I cannot beat because it makes you move so fast, and it also uses more arm extension. Like there's arrows that are way fucking up high. I'm like, how am I supposed to fucking hit that? It just makes you work out. It's a great way to do it.
Wow.
Oh man, I gotta get into that. I have a quest, but I haven't done Beat Saber.
Oh my God, bro. There's some good games, but Beat Saber is a classic. Demio is my other favorite, and that's not athletic at all. It's a tabletop RPG. It's fucking awesome.
Do you have to buy the songs?
No, there's a pack that comes with the game, and then you can buy a BTS music pack. A Lady Gaga music pack, a Skrillex music pack. Have you heard of that? There's a handful, but that's not cool. Enough. I think more artists should. And Billie Eilish has a music pack, but like her music's not what I want to play Beat Saber to.
Yeah.
Other than
I've heard
Bad
you
Guy.
Can hack the game.
We should see if we could get into Beat Saber, and it's just a bunch of our jokes, and you are doing it to
people,
the beat.
People do. I think there is a way to write dances.
You can hack
so
it,
you can hack it, and you can put in your own stuff and make dances to it. Because I know somebody who does Beat Saber to like. Spoken jokes. I think I've seen it on TikTok.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But they take trending TikTok sounds and make stuff to it. Like Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Like Bing Bong.
Yeah. You can play Beat Saber to the Bing Bong audio. Or that person can. I don't think I can. I don't know.
So
it's
funny.
It's out.
I have a follow-up question to your... So you're similar to your partners, but what does your partner do that like takes a load off of your plate?
Oh.
Becky's a much cleaner individual than I am.
Okay. Yeah.
Becky does... what's the way you say it? A huge share of like the chores that are basically just cleaning oriented.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at that at all. And then she doesn't like it, but she does it because that's just something I can like walk past a pile of filth and go on with my day. But you can't do that.
But then it's better when she does clean it.
She cleans more and she's significantly better than I am at it. But I also like yesterday she had podcasts and I didn't. So I did the dishes. I cooked all the meals. So I think there is a trade there that often I'm here.
Yeah.
Right. I'm at work or we're shooting. So there's not as much time for me to be there. But yeah, she's way better at that. And then she also she cares more about when we have plants outside in the garden, I think she does a much better job of caring about the aesthetic of our lives.
Uh huh.
Mm. Orders me clothes. Helps us have a better aesthetic overall.
That's good.
I wish I could find this tweet so I could give it proper accreditation.
Accreditation.
That's the word. But I saw something that was this guy's relationship hack, and it's as simple as find the things that are a huge stressor for your partner that take not much effort for you and do them without fanfare.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great. It's like, they're just things that we all, for whatever reason, like Maggie fucking hates the dishes. She just hates them.
Yeah.
And I just don't mind them. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. Uh-huh. I can do those.
Yeah.
And like same with like grocery shopping. Like these are little tedious tasks, and obviously your relationship isn't only logistical based, but unfortunately a lot of life is. So that's a big thing.
That's nice.
Yeah, I have a question for our couples real
please.
Quick. Is one of you the default driver if both of you are going somewhere?
Yeah, it's me.
Wow.
I like to drive, but it is Sarah because she gets car sick.
Yeah, and actually, so we've been trading off a little more now, and she's taken to it, but I have to specifically ask. Like, if I want to work on a road trip, I'm like, hey, can you drive this time?
I'm always the driver, but I like to drive.
I do too.
I like driving.
Miles, what about you? What does Sarah do? Or it could be like calling the restaurant or something like that too. More emotional.
I mean, she does so much. I think that she makes our house a home in many ways. She's also a big community builder. So like when we have parties or when we're like, she's very good at making plans with people and like making sure that, because I can hibernate and be like someone who's like, oh, I kind of just want to stay home or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or just like, it's easier if I'm tired, so I want to rest. And she's very good about being like, oh, we're meeting up with this group of people. She's a community builder in a
big
way.
She makes plans.
Yeah.
Also, I do the cooking generally. So she does lots of the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do pretty much all the cooking in our house because I like it more. I made a fucking dank ass mac and cheese yesterday.
Oh, fuck.
I made used to be the, for the first time.
The main cook. And then Becky has taken over. She cooks way more than I do. She has found like a love of the types of things and like... we've been heavily inspired by Matt McLean.
Really?
Eugene's partner is just, he's a great, great,
he is a great cook.
And basically normally Becky goes over, eats something there, says, I want to know how to make this too. And then, but then takes that recipe and like looks for recipes that are like it or think dishes similar. Or so like she had a lentils recipe once from Matt. And since then we've done like dal and we've done some like Indian cauliflower type dishes. And like now we're doing a lot of Indian food right now, which is great. Love Indian
Sick.
Food.
Yeah.
And then we eat a lot of dumplings. We do a lot of Asian noodles, which you know I love. And she's going to H Mart to grab some stuff because we were trying to make this one particular noodle we saw online that looked good. And like, I think that food has become like, we both do it together. I become her sous chef. I chop everything. So she like, I need like onions and garlic and stuff like that. So I'll do all the chopping and leave it out for her and she'll do the cooking.
Do you listen to music while you cook?
In the morning, perhaps.
Yeah.
In the evening, not as much it seems.
Yeah. You just chopping silently.
Yeah.
You're just okay.
I'm chopping and I'm yelling at the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Grandpa Barry got up on the counter and was eating the chopped chicken that I had and I had to scream at him.
This is a sharp right turn for this combo, but I keep seeing myself in the camera and I'm wearing a roll of tape around my forearm.
Are you doing that?
I think it's a cool tattoo idea.
And it honestly looks like a fucking dope ass tattoo and I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah, what's the tape about though?
Sometimes I see holes and I like to get and put my hands inside of them.
Yeah, I get that.
Normal stuff. Well, if you need some advice for how you're going to see some holes and fill them up, I'm sure Miles has got something for you. Scrub your ass.
Okay.
Scrub your ass.
Ooh, ooh.
Whoop. Get in the shower and scrub your ass. It's time for the advice. Get in your ass. Get your advice. Ass vice. Ass vice. Miles Nation, rise up. Burn down the police station. Take a ballot box, push the governor.
What?
Get. Bruh. Shove an elected official. Okay. Global warming's real.
Is this just the 2022 thing we're going to be doing? Because I'm very on board. It's just like you're going to commit to a whole year of this? I hope so.
It's only 52.
What's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
Global warming is real.
Have you ever wanted to have a freaking relaxathon?
Hell yes.
Yep.
More and more each day.
Have you ever wanted to think of yourself as a cock?
That's the end of the sentence. Okay. Right.
Making cocktails isn't just for rich people anymore. I went to a cool little cocktail place. And I methinks myself a little mustache man now. No longer am I waiting in line behind someone that smells like oil. I'm getting cocktails poolside on the couch. So get a fancy glass.
Just to go along with your ice. One from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, this is a two-sharter from the Big Ice episode. Get a fancy glass.
Yeah.
And I know what you're stinking. A regular glass is going to do just fine.
No.
Yeah. You're going to want to get a fancy glass, and you can get them from the thrift store, or you can get them from the freaking Hallmark Planet.
I love fancy that you are not sure any word that comes after each one.
Fancy glasses are going to be what you're going to have. I have beer out of a wine glass that's sort of not quite a wine glass. It's a wine glass without a stem, and it's not all circular. It's a little bit angled.
Okay.
But I find that just drinking out of a fancy glass with a cocktail, yum, yum, yum. A martini glass, a martini, delicious.
Yeah.
A martini glass is a
tiny
hazard.
Yeah, it is.
It's too much. I think I've talked about it before, but too much.
They're stupid. The worst glasses on the planet.
They're stupid. Yeah. They're like giraffes. They want to fall over.
Yeah. They're bad glasses. I fully agree with that. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Getting a nice glass. Making yourself a nice drink at home. It doesn't even have to be alcoholic. Making yourself a nice, fancy little juicy spritzer, but in a cool glass and with like a little garnish. It just makes you feel good. You eat with your eyes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
mocktail.
Like, mocktails. Like we're doing that right now. We have a lot of non-alcoholic spirits that were just to help us have something
like,
interesting
like
to sip at night.
Like whiskey, but non-alcoholic or like non-alcoholic wine?
Like all of the above.
Really?
But some are like just like weird flavored tonics that you're meant to like mix a few together and it kind of reminds you of an alcoholic drink. It doesn't. The secret is
cranberry steam and rose water.
I'll tell you, it's even as simple as like get some sparkling water, squirt a lemon, sprig of rosemary, light that shit on fire, put it out, drink.
Wait, slow down on the, you light it on fire?
Yeah.
You light the rosemary on fire.
Oh, the rosemary, not the drink. I was like, how do you
smoke it a little bit?
Smoke it.
Becky has been doing this thing that my brother was doing in Houston, and she's like, this is a great idea. I want to do this. And we've been like slowly dehydrating oranges and grapefruits and lemons to just put into drinks. It makes them beautiful. It takes no time at all. You just run your oven at like 175 degrees like throughout the day, which is in the winter. Kind of it's like keeps your house warm, and it's like just a nice. And then you have this beautiful citrusy smell everywhere as well.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it's been, and you all have a fuck ton of fruit.
Yeah.
You got to be getting on this.
We don't know what to do with it.
You're living in a tropical paradise.
I'll take fruit.
I have,
we'll take oranges for sure.
I got a house last year, and when we moved in, I told you guys this, that literally the day that they left, they just took all the fruit. All of it.
Yeah.
Like 65 pieces of fruit.
They did that to my house, too.
It's a fucking bitch move, Rainey.
When I moved in, same thing, Rainey. I moved in.
You should say it.
They had taken all the, they had plucked all the trees.
But now everything, and I mean everything, decided to all come in at once. And it happened while we were gone. So I came back to blood oranges, two different types of lemon, two more types of oranges, kumquats, and a lime tree. I don't know what to fucking do. I probably have over 200 pieces of fruit in my backyard, and I don't know what to do. I also don't know the best way to get them down other than individually plucking them. There's got to be a better way. So there's not, you can't just like shake the tree.
They got strongholds. And also a lot of those lemon trees, they got thorns.
Oh boy.
Thorny. I reached my hand in to pull out two lemons the other day. Well, I came back out with a bunch of fucking thorns. I apparently get little hives from them.
Oh, no.
Not like body hives, just wherever the prick was, it gets a little hive. And then it takes also, a few hours to go away.
There's all the fruit on the back of the tree or the bottom of the tree, and I don't know how to get it without stomping all the foliage on the bottom.
Miles, what cocktails are you drinking?
Well, I'm doing Dry January now, so I just dream of the cocktail. But right prior to Dry January, I made Manhattans, and I made martinis, and I made a Negroni. Ooh. And I find that Negronis are delish. Martinis are the bish. Manhattans are when you're hat.
That's right. Yep,
when you're hat. I also like them. I think these are great ideas. And I've always been a proponent of the at-home bar. Mm-hmm. Saves you money, gets you to learn. It's a hobby. You know, talking about hobbies
that's
earlier.
A hobby. That's a good hobby.
And
yeah.
Becky does a lot of, she makes great cocktails. We're also doing Dry January, but like she's so good at looking up a fun thing and we'll make it. We have to sometimes go and buy a very niche liquor to make this specific cocktail, but it just makes it's fun. It's like a fun activity. It looks nice. I think it's relaxing for her to make drinks, even if they're alcoholic or not. I think it's just something that she enjoys.
Yeah.
And, it's cool.
It's like when you're little and you put the shampoo and the conditioner and the body wash all in one thing and then you stir it up and you make a little concoction.
Hmm.
Is it like that? What are you talking about? I love that idea. Oh, when you make potion as a child.
Oh, potion.
Yeah.
As a child. Yes, when you just mix bullshit together because you're playing pretend. I see. Yes, I understand. I was like, what are you talking about? Is this a beauty secret I've never heard of? We're all grateful to our partners for the things that they do
for us. Singledom, like me.
If you're single,
yeah.
Do you want us to help?
Yeah. You want to set me up?
Okay.
Wait, are you looking for love?
I need to know. I need to know more about like what your type is.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I like beta males.
Of course. It makes sense. Makes sense.
Randy, maybe we can do a call-in show.
You work with a lot of people.
Yeah. I like a soft, here's some water. You know, that's what I'm looking for.
You want someone who notices if you're thirsty.
Exactly. That's my type.
You're looking for someone who's afraid that they're going to lose you at any moment, who worships at the altar.
Yep.
Tall.
Okay.
Athletic or not as important?
Tall. I saw a TikTok that was like, ladies, I hate to say this, but I think we got to let the height thing go. And I was like,
amen.
I think that's fair.
Preach. Yeah. It's like, is he hot or is he just tall?
Yeah.
Facial hair?
I don't care because he's beta. I feel like I could tell him what to do.
You know? 100%.
Maybe we'll look at that.
100%. 100% you can.
Yeah.
Are you looking,
that's just a transition.
Are you looking for a beta or is this like a dom sub situation?
No, it's more of a beta. We'll find out.
We'll find out on the next episode.
Are you on any apps?
No, I don't believe in the apps because I feel like the best case is like mediocre fine.
Oh, that's not true. I do know people are meeting the Lommels.
Plenty of people. But for me personally, like the best case was like a hookup that was kind of weird. And then there have been like bad things. Well, not bad, but like, not like scary bad, but just like uncomfortable, you know?
I think you got to give it open your heart again. Give it another shot because it's different apps have different people and, you know, you meet people where you spend most of your time. We spend most of our time on the internet. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's true. I want to meet somebody at Runyon Canyon, I think was my most recent plan.
Hang out
but
at Runyon
then
Canyon.
I saw the hottest guy and I just got so nervous and then I didn't even look at him in the eyes. So I don't know.
Did you talk to him?
No. I was like, this is why I went here, was to see like this like really hot guy like looking at me. And then I was like, I can't do it.
It's hard to orchestrate an episode.
What?
For an episode, we can send you live to Runyon Canyon to look for love.
Next time you see that guy, Rainey, you got to go for it. I know you know this, but you got to just go for it. The worst thing that happens is you'll never see him again.
Define going for it.
Say hi.
And the best case scenario is it's Colin Farrell.
Yeah, but it seemed like there was a moment where you both stopped or something.
Yeah, we just sort of like Well, we just passed each other.
Were you going the same direction? Or it was just
like, are we still recording?
Yeah, no, this is good stuff.
No, we just passed.
You just passed. Okay, well, I think you should still go, hi.
Oh, that's it. That hi, yeah. Or do you say
just like, or just like,
I was thinking about saying, is this the West Side Trail? How do you get to the West Side Trail?
Oh yeah, if you stop.
Yeah.
Stop him and ask. That's a great way to do it.
It sounds like, by the way, the way you sound, it sounded, it sounded like you're completely out of breath.
Yeah, you should be. You're running. I think you stop him. I think if nothing else, trail? When you pass by someone who you think is a cool person, you should be like, hey, just like show.
But where's that going to lead? Let's be real here.
But if they both run the same.
I think Rainey's right with a question.
A lot of people run the same trails at the same times.
Uh-huh. So you're saying just make first contact. That's okay. So for this plan to work, you need a schedule and you got to stick to that schedule.
You got to stalk him.
What if you're just like, where are we going to dinner?
You could be super forward. That's also a great idea.
Hey, what's up? Where are we going to dinner? I can't
honestly
remember.
You should be like, oh, sorry, can I bother you? Do you know if there's a good lunch place around here? And be like, yeah. It's like, oh, do you want to go?
This is a lot though, because
oh, that's good, Keith.
This means that you have a plan, right? Because like you gotta have this in your back pocket. You're walking, you see someone approaching, and you go, target acquired.
Here we go.
Commence plan.
Uh-huh.
Rainey, you should read The Pickup Artist.
Yeah, wear a giant feather cap and then insult the fuck out of him. Uh-huh. Say, excuse me, sir, fuck you.
Uh-huh.
And then he's going to be like, whoa, who
What's
is
with
that?
The hat?
And then next time...
What's with
that? And then he won't be able to get you out of your mind.
Yeah.
That's but right. Yeah, fuck you. Do you guys have anybody to set me up with though? Also, like any friends that are 29?
Any beta bitches?
29. I'll think. Yeah. I don't. None come to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one, but I don't know if he's
hopefully
single.
Like excruciatingly beautiful, but also like not the beauty standard whatsoever.
Mm.
Any influencers? I feel like the influencers are pretty young.
Yeah. Any famous people that you know?
Hype House.
Hype House. Bryce Hall. Ugh. Yikes. That actually made me nervous saying the second half that word. I was like, I actually
you said
don't
Bryce
do that.
Hall and you got nervous?
Yeah, I was like, wait. I just like had a flash of like what it would be like to go on a date with Bryce Hall.
It'd be awful.
It would not be ideal, I don't think.
I'll think on it.
Yeah, let me know.
Come prepared for next week.
Thank you. I'm
and
so
And then we'll bring
excited.
Some pictures and we'll have you
Oh
sort
my gosh, and we'll do like a live Tinder kind of.
Yeah.
Like an old school Tinder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
We'll have
good.
Him call in.
Oh my gosh.
Like
that's
a dating
really
game.
Good.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, and you guys can like walk me. You guys can be my wingman.
Uh-huh.
I would love that.
We will.
We're about to say you can walk you down the aisle.
Look, if you need us to, Rainey, we'll
be
there.
Can walk you down the aisle.
Well, this has been a great podcast. I'm
sad to end it.
I'm sad to end it. It was real. Yeah. It was a real romp
it was
there.
A, it was a good
you guys
one.
Didn't get to hear some of the best stuff, but you know, maybe someday it'll leak. Someday. Maybe
I
someday
fucking hope
it'll
not.
Leak. I hope not. Hope not. But you know, who knows? Information is gettable.
It is gettable.
We're hackable.
We're hackable. Please don't
say
us.
That.
I mean, anyone is hackable.
Yeah.
I would say works very hackable.
Oh, well, don't say that.
Don't say that.
That's not something. Well, Miles.
No, it's locked up. You can't get in here. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out, I don't know, the other stuff on YouTube. Check it out. You all know. There's nothing to, I don't like, why are we pretending we're selling our listeners on? If you're here, you're the number one fans. If you're here, you've got a piece of merch.
If you're
got
here,
the
you're
sauce,
Olive
you've got
Garden,
the tea.
You know?
You've got it. There's nothing left to sell you on. It's really just thanks.
And I don't want to sell you. I just want you to be here.
It's really just thanks for being here.
It's just thanks. Like, what's up? You single? So is Rainey.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you think you have a chance with Rainey, leave a comment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you the Runyon Canyon
we
type?
We have to end the episode.
Are you sure, though?
Oh, let's end it then.
Okay. Keith? hit it.
You gotta say the line.
I'm waiting for Zach to say it. It's his line.
It's true.
I won't say it. I won't. I shan't.
Keith hit it with a Tripod theme song.
That was close.
The official.
The official. Keith, get them with the official Tribe theme song.
Oh, Rainey's looking for a man, but not too masculine a man. The perfect amount of man is the one that she runs right by. Oh, hi. Would you like to get lunch sometime? Let's go eye it after the tripod.
I'm going to put that as my Hinge audio thing.
Does Hinge have audio?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Shut the fuck up.
Bye.